Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm Tessa Randello. The Glenorchy Football Club is firing back at some bad press. News Corp reported yesterday that the club was struggling to field a side for the upcoming season, with 15 players showing up to training. Glenorchy president Scott Donaghy says they're not the only club that is not fielding full sides just yet.
We're not the only statewide league club that has turned up with 15 players straight after Christmas. And I think if we get a look at the day, which happened to be last Monday that we're talking about, there was a lot of people that couldn't get anywhere last Monday because the bridges were down.
Inflation has risen 7.8% annually and 1.9% across the December quarter. We'll now wait to see whether the info affects what the RBA does with the cash rate when they meet early next month. The Premier's outspruiking a whopping $1 billion investment into our health system over the next 10 years. The first stage of upgrades at the Royal Hobart Hospital are complete, the ED and cardiology ward getting a much-needed facelift. The Deputy Director of Public Health, Dr. Scott McKeon, says it's just the first step in improving care for people in Hobart.
Oh, so this is part of a big picture, and it's the first step in terms of lots of changes that are going to happen over the next few years, and it's a critical part of a functioning emergency park.
Dark Mofo has leaked the first of many updates for this year's festival, Tassie getting an exclusive performance of A Divine Comedy running from June 16 to 18. And it's official, New Zealand has a new Prime Minister. Chris Hipkins has officially been sworn in by the country's governor in Wellington this morning. The Hurricanes' Big Bash season is on the line this afternoon, hosting Brisbane Heat up in Launceston. Hobart need a victory to keep their finals hopes alive and other games go their way. Canes spinner Paddy Dooley says the team will play with freedom, with the first ball to be bowled at 140.
I think it sort of just crystallises it, doesn't really change it. I think T20 cricket, you want to take the bold option. So I think, you know, more so than ever, you know, there's no sort of second guessing.